Finally, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The White House today finally released Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate, and we have Donald Trump to thank.
Today, I'm very proud of myself because I've accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish.
But now that we know he was born here, we need to know, is he smart enough to be president?
Because the word is, he wasn't a good student, and he ended up getting into Columbia and Harvard.
Show us your grades, Mr. President. Americans are examining their options.
CNN did a poll where Obama and I are statistically tied. If you'd like, I could send it to you. Just call up CNN.
I was going to call up CNN, but they saved me the trouble.
And something else I just want to correct. CNN has never done a poll showing anything like that.
In other news today, the SETI project, which has been searching for signs of extraterrestrial intelligence, announced that it would be shutting down. And I credit Trump for that, too, because today he pretty much answered the question about whether there are civilizations more advanced than ours.
Are you an intelligent man? Let me ask you. Are you intelligent? Have you been listening?
So there it is. Breaking news. Barack Obama was born in the U.S., a story which, as far as I can tell, actually broke on August 4th, 1961. But hey, the birthers finally get it. And that's good. I mean, it's not world peace, but it's good. It's like the day the Cocker Spaniel finally learns to pee outside.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Good job. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.